Hello and welcome back to Mighty Reds for our third episode. I'm once again joined by Chloe Bloxham, Harrison Warden and Tom Whittaker. I've said Harrison's name wrong. It's the second time we've done it, so we're going to go with it. Warden.
Warden. Wardian.
How is everyone?
Good. You've butchered up his name and that's what I love. Now he has to deal with it, aren't you?
I just said, right, we'll stop and do it again. But now I've done it twice in a row.
Just Big H, I'll do me.
Big H.
Big H.
Yeah, not sure that's going to catch on. Anyway, today we're going to talk a little bit more about rivalries and just dig a bit deeper into what it means to be a rival and the kind of rivalries you guys experienced growing up, what teams you saw as our biggest rivals, how that sort of fit into your idea of being a fan and everything that comes with it. But before we start, I want one answer from each person and they don't know explanation to go with it. So first one, what is the first fixture you look for when all the fixtures come out at the start of the season? One team, no explanation.
My mind went to United, but like now it's City actually when you think about it.
Okay, Tom?
Everton.
Yeah, Harrison? Probably Everton League.
Okay, and before we dig any deeper into the conversation as well, what team would you say, if you had to say right now, was our biggest rivalry?
City.
Everton.
United.
Oh, very different answers. Okay, right. So I just obviously with the back end of the weekend and reflecting a bit on the City game, we're going to start with them. So how did you feel like it went in terms of the atmosphere at Anfield, Chloe, and the vibe around the match? I think it was obviously a lot of build up to it and there was a lot of anticipation for it. Did you feel like it lived up to the occasion?
The second half definitely did, and the atmosphere is always like that, so we always know the atmosphere is going to be there. It's going to live up to it, especially for big games. And like you said, then there's three different answers for the biggest rivalries here, and the only reason I said City was because we've been challenging them for at least four seasons now for that title, and they're the team to beat or to be in and around first place. So you know every season that you've got to take points off them, where the likes of Everton and United, I don't think, are quite on the level. You know, we obviously want to win the game, but in the sense of, I think if we lost to them, we'd still be above them. And that's the difference there. But yeah, City, the second half definitely lived up into the game. I think the second half is what we expected the entirety of the game to go like. And, you know, unbelievable moments. Mo Salah's unreal goal and, you know, some bad defending on our part for the entirety of the game. And yeah, it was... Second half was boss. It was, you couldn't sit down. It was a bite nail, literally, for the entire 45 minutes. You just didn't know what way it was going to swing. And it's very surprising considering how many chances City had compared to us.